Welcome back to Yawning Unplugged, the industry's news desk bringing you the top news and latest innovations. My name is Kim Swears, the boat boss, and I'm shooting here in Fort Lauderdale, post-Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. But before we get into that, I'd like to bring some major breaking news out of Canada. The Canada federal budget for 2025 officially removes luxury tax on private boats and aircrafts, a levy that had been applied to anything over $250,000. Huge news. So what does that mean for us? Canadian shipyards, brokers, and service providers are gearing up for probably a big rebound. So anyone that's been holding off because of this luxury tax, now you have a renewed incentive, and hopefully we'll start to see that market rebound. So registration, service, maintenance, all hopefully we'll see a big increase. Like I said, we just finished Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. It's here in my backyard, and I've only heard great things from both manufacturers, dealers, and brokers. It's recognized as the largest in-water boat show in the world. It's about 3 million square feet of exhibit space and boats. It's just an incredible, if you've never been, you should go next year. It's a five-day show, attracts about 100,000 attendees. There's 1,000 exhibitors and about 1,300 boats on display. And I thought this was a really cool statistic. There's 162 super yachts that were on display with a brokerage value of about $2 billion. Huge. And also congratulations to Valhalla and Blue Game for winning best of show for their boats. So hats off to both of you. Well, despite some uncertainty in the market, I believe that we are going to see a cautious upbeat in our industry. And if you haven't looked into the One Big Beautiful Bill, now is the time. I interviewed Umberto Bonavita from Robert Allen Law recently. My interview answers a lot of questions about that. So please look into it and make your purchase by the end of the year. All right, moving on to the global electric boat and motor segment. It's rising. The numbers don't lie. Right now, the global electric market is about $7.7 billion, and by 2035, they're expecting it to be $21 billion. That's a powerful 10.5% annual growth rate, and it's really being driven by three things. Government regulations worldwide are tightening for emission standards. That's obvious. But marinas are doing their part. And tech companies are pouring research into clean propulsion systems and charging infrastructure. Fast infrastructure charging. So that's huge. And then lastly, the yacht buyers want luxury that's forward thinking and eco conscious. I know I had the opportunity to speak with two major players in the EB space recently, Vision Marine Technologies and Navier Boats. I test drilled Navier's hydrofoil boat last week, and what a pleasure it was. It has about a 75 nautical mile range. And talk about turning heads. Everywhere we went, people were like shocked to see that hydrofoil boat. So what does this mean for all of us in the luxury and space? It means sustainability, and that it's also really needs to be part of our, value proposition when we talk to clients, that we can offer not just fossil fuel, but we can also offer an alternative for those that have green goals and want to stand out in their boating. Green is good, everyone, but the future of yachting is about to really take off when we see this segment make waves. All right, moving on to the next one. Boat show season is here. I'm super excited. I want to share with you stuff that's coming down the pipe. We've got the Super Yacht Forum in November 17th through the 18th in Amsterdam. It's basically an annual conference bringing together super yacht owners, buyers, designers, and industry leaders. That's going to be huge. I can't wait to see that. The future of super yachting is here. Moving on to Metz Trade, November 18th to the 20th. In Amsterdam, it's the world's largest international trade exhibition for the leisure marine industry. That is definitely one you do not want to miss. And then we have the Yacht Racing Forum in Amsterdam right after that, the 20th to the 21st. It's the only B2B conference that brings together key players from across the whole yachting racing industry. So that would be cool. And then Abu Dhabi International Boat Show, November 20th to the 23rd. Athens International Boat Show, moving in to December 3rd to the 7th. That should be super excited. Greece is such a beautiful place. I would love to go to that show. And one of my favorites coming up is the Antigua Charter Yacht Show from December 4th through the 9th. That is featuring some of the biggest and the best yachts that are in the charter system. The event brings together, excuse me, my phone's ringing. It brings charter brokers, yacht crews, and industry professionals for really a really great show. And that's one that you do not want to miss, December 4th through the 9th. The Cancun International Boat Show is December 5th to the 7th. That should be exciting. And let's move into top news in regards to people news. And it's one that we've been following for quite some time. They're the former captain of the motor yacht Loon, Paul Clark, who was accused of crashing the tender into the rocks in St. Barts. Six of the 11 crew members on board were injured. His trial date has been set for October 12th, 2026, here in my hometown of Broward County. Always, 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 guys, boat smart from the start. Whether you're a captain, crew, boat owner, whatever it might be, it's so important. Well, that wraps up another episode of Yachting Unplugged. We all have to we got to get to work. It's Monday. It's November 10th. Look forward to seeing everybody on the water. I'll see you next week on Yachting Unplugged. And whatever you do, just get on the water, because there's nothing better than a lifestyle on the water. Signing out for another episode. Have a great week, everyone.
If your brand belongs in the heart of the yachting world, this is where it happens. Yachting International Radio reaches over 1 million yachting professionals and enthusiasts every month, with 77 million impressions, 220,000 social followers, and 74,000 podcast subscribers. Our hosts are insiders, crew, captains, CEOs, trusted voices shaping the industry. This is targeted, high-impact advertising in a luxury niche. Visit yachtinginternationalradio.com/advertise. Your audience is already listening.